I know that for a fact because Leon Brown was telling me. Leon Brown would go with him. And he told me Leon Brown would sit in the back seat. And he said Arnold would drive. And he said, I'd be like, you know, shit in my pants because Arnold would be speeding around and shit with a fucking Volkswagen. You know what I mean? Going up them hills. And he said Franco was fucking telling him, go faster, because he knew. He would tell me stories about how, like, fucking he beat Franco, right? Leon Brown beat Franco for one of those shows. I think it was the Mr. World. And he said that Arnold used to break Franco's balls. Like, they actually trained each other. Like, what's his name? Leon would actually train with Franco, right? And they wouldn't talk. Franco wouldn't talk to him because he was so upset that he lost to him in a show. And Arnold would go, oh, look, Franco, here comes Leon. Remember he beat you in that fucking World Series? Like, he would break his fucking balls. Leon, come over here. And then we have Leon tell the story to everybody. You know, and you know Leon. I don't know. You guys think you know Leon.
Arnold loved me. Arnold loved me. I have a cell phone. Franco was very upset when I beat him. Very, very upset. Yeah, yeah. Greg. Leon's great. A great guy. I love Leon Brown. Actually, Leon Brown discovered Akeem Williams on the bus. Did you know that?
I'm good friends with Leon. Bro, I seen him at 63. I went to the gym to meet him, right? We were going out to dinner. Me, him, his wife, and all. And he was like 63, 64 years old, and he had just done his chest for the fourth or fifth day in a row. You know what I mean? And that fucking thing was out here. He's like a national treasure for bodybuilding. A lot of these people, they don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You know, just like today, if you go to some of these baseball players, the Dominicans and shit, they have no idea who Don Mattingly was or Mickey Mantle. They're like, who? And you'd be like, dude, I can't believe, you know, how could you be
a true story. I took Leon Brown's phone one day because Leon was always telling me how he has Arnold's cell phone and that he can call him anytime. And I went while I was distracting him with someone else. He was telling some story, and I'm going through his phone, and he actually had Arnold's cell phone in there. He did.
Oh yeah,
he absolutely did.
He talks to Arnold a lot. Arnold will be, if Arnold was at the Arnold Classic and he saw Leon, he'd stop everybody, tell the security guys get him.
Yeah.
And Leon would walk around with him. I'm telling you that
Arnold is very loyal to his old friends.
Yeah. He is very loyal. People don't understand that. I know the fucking, I know the inside track to that. Leon was his very first friend here too. He just came over and he couldn't speak good English, but Leon knew who he was because he was already in the magazines and he was telling me he was out, you know, where they play chess in Venice, you know?
Right.
And Leon goes to him, oh shit, you're Arnold. And Arnold's like, come here, you know. Arnold would actually go in Leon's apartment and wake him up at like 5 in the morning. Let's go. We're going to go train.
And Leon liked to drink, so Leon was probably always hungover.
Leon still likes to drink.
Yeah, I know
when
he
I see him now, you could talk to him at fucking 9 in the morning and his fucking, you know, don't light a match. But he's a nat, dude. I love him. I love him to death. He's a national treasure. And he's got the greatest Arnold stories you could ever imagine. He's fucking
all of the great Arnold stories, but it's just really that good ones.
He gets so like amped when he tells them. It's hard to understand. You have to almost like slow him down. Arnold will tell me that, and it was funny because Arnold would come and he'd be like, "Well, hold on, you know."
Leon. We don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He's the kid whose best friend became famous.
Yeah.
And he's can't fucking believe it.
And he started out, dude, he's a national treasure. He started out the same thing, working out with like fucking sewer caps and shit like that. You know,
he was a beast back in the day, that guy.
He was fucking unbelievable.
For years.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. I love him.
They actually gave him a pro card post humility, is that the word? Post, you know. He got grandfathered in, so to speak. You know.
Wait a minute. He won so many shows
that he should have got a pro card. Yeah.
It's like Alessandro Savi. He won in the Mr. World. He won in Mr. Universe. He won. It's just that they, you know, they finally gave Leon his recognition.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. He beat Franco Colombo in the Mr. World and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, and they always took him. Franco and Arnold always took him with them everywhere.